Secrets of Fairy Tales, Gvarhi Periglis. Poetically speaking, it is a description of an anonymous voting mechanism. The peril is to be denied a second chance. And the vote is about whether or not the person's claim to greatness is true. To spot a liar claiming to be a great being, that is not very difficult. But having traveled some distance, it probably means they don't like to have fingers pointed at them. It probably means that they are not a very nice person. So imagine this noble round table that beacons to every troublemaker. And at the table sit great many wise and great beings. I imagine the true peril was that the troublemakers in search of more power revealed themselves to the wise and great who knew well what it takes. So deceit was a place that baited bad people and made them reveal themselves to the great beings of the Arthurian legends. Poetically asking, did truly great beings join the table by sitting in the seat of peril? Legends aside, probably not really. I think great beings would be invited by invitation and have a proper seat ready for them. The seat of peril was for the liars to reveal themselves. And overall, the entire idea of the round table is in itself a powerful wisdom. The great beings do not wish to stand in the spotlight. They do not wish to be in a middle, just around. A million human march, unlike its leader, cannot be stopped in any way. The lesson from this fairy tale is twofold. Do not lead the change, because then you become a weak point in the noble pursuit. What you have to do is inspire great many leaders and encourage them to inspire even more. Do not waste your time looking towards liars. When considering corruption in politics, majority probably never gets caught. The changes the world needs cannot happen by shining light on liars. They are too cunning for that. The changes the world needs can only happen when leaders inspire more leaders, when heroes inspire more heroes. While we can't see the liars, we can very clearly see the greats. They are always up to something profound or amazing. These great beings are not interested in coming together to lead the world, and they don't need anybody to vote on their greatness. But you see, what they are doing is inspiring people to rise and rise. They give answers to tough questions and bring much needed inspiration. Know that only a solid dollop of knowledge divides you from being as smart as the smartest beings to have ever existed. Knowledge that these great beings are a constant reminder of. School grades are not real because they rely on tests and disconnected lessons that can only be memorized. Knowledge is real. It is your inalienable right and your kingdom and your crown and your path to greatness. There does indeed exist a siege perilous of a kind, but it is in a question of the choices you make that dictate the life ahead of you. Do not let the story of you be lost to history. Live your life in such a way that your legacy may be celebrated in wisdom for eons to come. Create a library of your most beloved narrated books, and narrate some of them too. Let your beautiful books bring you all the knowledge there is, and turn around and create new knowledge, and dream, and inspire, and share, and help others dream. Help humanity grow. We have come such a long way already. There is much left to be done to see our pale blue dot united in wisdom, in peace, and in foresight.